Dear God, bless Richard Wolsey's soul, for he was a great and generous man who worked hard for his country, England. God protect his soul from the tortures of hell. Amen.
Amen.
I studied Arabic so that I could understand the meaning of the Muslim book and its secrets. I found that during different eras, the verses of the book have been interpreted by various groups of scholars. And this shows that their leaders have the necessary intelligence. We have to repeat India's scenario in Islamic countries. We have to dominate the statesmen. Britain needs its colonies to grow politically. Muslim countries are the place to graze our sheep. A world of mercenaries. Raju, I'm hungry. We have to force the powerful countries of the world to defeat the less powerful ones. Today, the great power, the Russian Empire, can be pitted against two powers, the Iranian Muslims and the Ottoman, the great Ottoman Empire.
Please tell me, why Russia, Sir Wolsey? Why against Iran?
We have learned that Petrovich, the Russians are the Iranian King Vitali Qatar, Napoleon Bonaparte, the French Emperor, and all the Italian states have united to attack our India, to expel Britain. To expel Britain! And divide India into three parts. But they are sadly mistaken. Because we'll have the upper hand before them. And we will stand up to the 27,000 Russian soldiers from marching towards India.
How, Sir Wolsey? Grand Duke, Alexander Pavlovich, when will the day come for your loving friends to call you Alexander the First?
My father doesn't intend to die anytime soon, Mr. Wheatworth.
Well, we can have that arranged, Grand Duke. You have many enemies. As I'm sure you're well aware of, the plotters have surrounded the Grand Palace of St. Petersburg, and they won't give you a chance. I do not need to tell you that our young Alexander will take action before your brothers try to have you removed as Crown Prince.
I'm all alone. Very lonely.
Britain supports you, Grand Duke. And we will not accept anyone but Alexander Paul Petrovich as Tsar of the entire Empire.
I am very happy, my dear Wheatworth.
Our representative, Charles Wheatworth, is provoking Alexander, who's young and simple-minded. He is bringing Britain closer and closer to him. And one dark night, the Tsar will be murdered. The Tsar, Paul Petrovich.
Now, the Tsar is in our hands.
It is time for you to show your loyalty to Britain's request. As soon as you can, my dear Tsar.
I owe my government to Britain, Sir Wheatworth. Your wish is also the Tsar's wish. So talk to me. I am all ears.
But we're not asking for much, Tsar. To put it in simple words, Britain has requested that you show your loyalty to Britain with the exit of all Muslims from Ganja and Shirvanat.
An assault on Iranian soil?
Maybe.
I will make way for the English army so that they themselves...
No, Tsar. Our army is in India. And this matter is not only to our advantage, but also to the advantage of Russia, as I see it. Iranians have always been interested in conquering Georgia, you know that. They must not get what they want. The Christian world is in great danger of domination by the Muslims, and we can't have that, can we?
Ganja.
Kajayaum! Sir Kajayaum! Sir Kajayaum! Jayaub. Jayaub. Jayaub.
Just what do you think you are doing in Kajayaub's Markarian's power base? Where do you think this is, entering without permission?
I would never, never dare to enter without permission.
I am the right hand of the Khajar King.
Indeed you are.
The key holder of the treasury, here at the center.
Good for you. Thank God.
The women's quarter, everyone in military, police headquarters, the palace, all, everybody fears me.
Good for you.
What do you want, you dwarf?
I have a message for you from that Englishman, Sir John Malcolm. He wants you to go and see him at once.
How much did you get to give me this message?
Nothing. Help! Kajayaub! Kajayaub! Sir Kajayaub! Help! I'm sorry! Sir Kajayaub!
Half of the gold coins are for the king's treasury. Half are for Sir Kajayaub Markarian. And this one is... Oh, this is for lying.
What about me?
You, shh. Nothing. Get out. Fast. Out. Out, 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 out.
Sahib, Sahib, let's go.
You're late, Sir Yagub.
I came as fast as I could, as soon as that dwarf told me that Sir John Malcolm wants to see me. I didn't even understand how the horse got me here.
I have a mission for you. I want you to tell that pretty little crown Khajiit, and you know who I'm talking about, King Fathali, that the Russian Empire has declared war. It has expelled the Muslims from Ganje and Shirvan in a terrible way. I want him to get this message before any courier delivers it. I want him to get angry. I want him to get excited. Do you understand me? Go!
Okay, I'll go. But empty-handed?
How much do you want?
This time I don't want money. I want this.
This statue used to belong to my mother. I can't.
Okay, then. I can't either. I'll just go back to the pretty king and tell him everything. I'll tell him in a way that he'd get so excited that he'd tear this embassy, tear it apart, tear it to shreds. He would leave absolutely nothing of it.
Okay, then. You can take it. The embassy of the British Kingdom will be inaugurated right here in the very near future. The Prime Minister hasn't officially been introduced to the Iranian government yet. If the embassy starts its work one day, we will need more of your services with a good salary.
You have been very kind to me, Sir John Malcolm. Thank you. Oh. I am your slave. I am at your service. Oh!
My mother's statue.
Oh.
Where do you think you're going? Tell me now.
Oh, no. I will go wherever I decide.
Even the souls of the dead are free on Friday night, you corpse. You pathetic creature.
Oh, leave me alone and go pick on someone else.
As a matter of fact, I'm stuck on you like glue, and you can't get rid of me. Now get lost. Get lost.
You are the boss at the women's quarter. But at dawn, I am the boss in the palace. Now you listen to me. Don't you dare say another word, you evil woman, or else I will embarrass you.
If I see you here one more time, I'll tell Baba Khan. Don't even think about daring me, you despicable soul.
Please, you're just an old wench from Shiraz. As a matter of fact, Babacan has asked me to come here to visit you.
I have to find out where this good-for-nothing idiot is going every night. I'll show you what it's like to insult me. Okay. I know what to do.
Treasury, rascal. Stealing from the king's treasury. I am king. Who do you think you are? You scoundrel, you. Stealing from the king's treasury. Rascal.